Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 31st, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. This Labor Day, whether you are flying or enjoying a parade, picnic, barbecuing with your family or friends, be proud that you are an integral part of our union, which improves the quality of life for flight attendants. In a letter from United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich, he discusses the importance of the Labor Day holiday and the impact labor unions have had on society. To read the entire letter, please visit our website. Flight attendants who retire, including those who are taking advantage of the early out and retiring, will be receiving their retiree insurance enrollment packets within a few weeks after their retirement date. The enrollment packets arrive by mail from United's Benefits Administrator, Aon Hewitt, and retirees will use these to make their elections for health plans for the remainder of 2012. Since early out participants are retired at the end of August, September 1st will be the first date of retiree insurance. Once the election has been made, billing will be mailed in October for payments starting November 1st. For flight attendants that are taking the early out and are not eligible to retire, 18 months of COBRA coverage is available for medical benefits. Under the early out letter of agreement, the first 3 months are subsidized by United, and the flight attendant pays the active employee rates. For the subsequent 15 months, the flight attendant pays COBRA rates if they wish to continue coverage. COBRA rates are the full cost of the coverage plus a 2% administration fee. A COBRA enrollment package from Aon Hewitt will be mailed to those who are eligible within a few weeks after their separation from United. If you have questions regarding these packets, please contact United's Benefits Administrator Aon Hewitt at 1-800-651-1007. AFA would like to express our sincere appreciation to the participants of the Early Out Program and your years of service as safety professionals and for your commitment as a member of our union. During your career at United Airlines, you have been an integral participant in advancing flight attendant issues and in the defense of our contract. Standing together, we have protected our profession and careers while promoting and advancing the interests of flight attendants in our unique work environment, in government, and within our company. Without these collective efforts, there would be no United Airlines. We share your excitement about this next adventure in your life and wish you farewell. The Guinness Book of World Records has recognized Denver flight attendant Ron Acana for his 63 years of service. Ron began his career in 1949 as one of the first male flight stewards. Ron recently said two of his most memorable moments have including meeting the cast of the 1953 movie From Here to Eternity and going from propeller planes to jets. Ron has been recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest-serving flight attendant and will appear in the record book in October. Ron is just one of the 1,282 flight attendants that took advantage of the recently negotiated Early Out program. On Wednesday, Captain Jay Heppner, United ALPA pilot chairman, sent a letter to the National Mediation Board, the NMB, explaining that United management has been, quote, injecting terms into previously agreed to provisions, making them now unacceptable, end quote. Also in his letter to the NMB, he again requested from the NMB to offer arbitration, which is one step closer towards getting approval from the government to exercise self-help. The Lufthansa flight attendants, represented by the Unabhängige Flugbegleiter organization, the UFO union, yesterday held a walkout strike utilizing a similar tactic that AFA has invented, chaos. The UFO called the strike after 13 months of negotiations for improvements to their pay and guarantees on conditions failed to produce an agreement. On August 8, 2012, 81% of the members voted in favor of a walkout strike. UFO has planned to stage these limited strikes in the short term and has outlined plans for a possible open-ended work stoppage in the coming weeks. On Thursday, United Airlines recalled 211 former TWA flight attendants and are set to return to work effective November 17, 2012. These flight attendants are the last group on furlough since 2002 that was caused by the tragic September 11th terrorist attacks. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.